USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Michigan's Board of State Canvassers voted Monday to certify the results of the presidential election in their state, giving former Vice President Joe Biden the win. The board voted 3-0 to certify, with one Republican member abstaining from the vote. The president's legal team says that the certification was a procedural step. In a statement, senior legal advisor to the Trump campaign, Jenna Ellis, said that the campaign will continue to fight to count all legal votes. A ban on in-person dining in Los Angeles County will go into effect on Wednesday as COVID cases continue to rise in California's most populous county. The county says it's averaging more than 4,000 cases a day. Under this order, all in-person dining will have to stop at 10 p.m. on Wednesday. Restaurants will be able to continue offering takeout and delivery, but many say that won't be enough to keep the doors open for most businesses. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Federal Aviation Administration gave Boeing's 737 MAX planes the okay last week to resume domestic flights. The jets had been grounded for more than 20 months following a pair of deadly crashes in 2018 and 2019. One airline CEO believes the safety issues that caused those planes to be grounded have been addressed. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly says software issues in Boeing's 737 MAX plane that crashed twice and was grounded for the longest period in aviation history have been easily addressed. As far as if people will have issues flying on the Boeing 737 MAX,
I don't think so. The MAX is a great airplane, and the software issue has, I would, in layman's terms, easily been addressed.
That audio courtesy of Axios on HBO. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
An Arizona grandmother who went viral after inviting a stranger to Thanksgiving dinner just reunited with that stranger for the fifth straight year. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A grandmother from Arizona who went viral after accidentally inviting the wrong teenager to Thanksgiving celebrated the holiday with him for the fifth year in a row this week. Wanda Dench and Jamal Hinton gathered for a Thanksgiving dinner in Mesa, Arizona with Hinton's girlfriend and Dench's daughter and grandson. Missing from the table was Dench's husband, who died earlier this year from COVID-19 complications. The group held the Thanksgiving celebration on Friday so they could all get tested for COVID-19 before making the holiday on Thursday with their respective families. In November of 2016, Dench accidentally sent a text to Hinton inviting him over for Thanksgiving instead of her own grandson. Hinton asked who she was, to which she responded, "Your grandma." She sent a picture of herself, and Hinton told the woman, "You're not my grandma. Can I still have a plate, though?" The woman replied, "Of course you can."
Former Jeopardy! Champion Ken Jennings has been named interim host for the show when it resumes production next month. In a statement, the show's executive producer said that the episodes Jennings hosts will air in January and that a permanent replacement for Alex Trebek has not been named. Trebek had hosted the show for 37 seasons. He passed away November 8th after a battle with cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.